Praise the Lord and God bless you this evening and welcome to the Tabernacle Deliverance Sunday evening service. I'm Pastor Wells and I'm excited about what God is doing today with me, through me, for me, and around me. I say something like that every week. You know, there's a thought on my mind right now. I just want to sing this quick song real quick. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. For me, hallelujah. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. I know it was the blood for me. Oh, yes, I like that. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. Hallelujah. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. I know it was the blood for me. Oh, glory. I said, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. Hallelujah. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. I know it was the blood for me. You know, you got to get to know these songs for yourself. You got to know that you know it was the blood for you. And when Jesus died on that cross, salvation was made available for you. Amen. I'm excited about what God is doing today. Hallelujah. I'm just so excited today about what God is doing in the midst of us. Amen. Regardless of how you may feel today and what may be going on in your life, I just want you to know that God cares about you. That song, I know it was the blood, amen, does have an effect, does have a meaning. And I'm excited about that today in the midst of everything that's going on. Because you read the newspapers, you watch the news. It's madness. Okay, let me just run through this real quick for you before we get started today. Okay, online, you can catch us at on Twitter at Tabernacle_INC. That's on Twitter, Tabernacle_INC. On YouTube, excuse me, you can reach us at the Tabernacle Deliverance INC. Tabernacle Deliverance INC, which is incorporated, INC Incorporated. And of course, you can reach us at tabernacledeliveranceinc.podbean.com. That is our podcast, tabernacledeliveranceinc.podbean.com. For the time being, we're going to change the domain name for that soon. And also, you could reach us on the Tabernacle Deliverance INC.org, our church website, where you can leave a prayer request, where you could leave a testimony. Also, you can visit our partner page and become a partner, and you'll be able to listen to some of the podcasts on there. Also on TV, you can reach us on the Daily Gospel Network channel, which is also on Roku, Apple TV, and Amazon Fire. That's, again, you can reach us on Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock on the Daily Gospel Network channel on Roku, Apple TV, and Amazon Fire. Also, you could contact directly at the Tabernacle Deliverance Incorporated, P.O. Box 535, West Havistraw, New York, 10993. Once again, that's the Tabernacle Deliverance Incorporated, P.O. Box 535, West Havistraw, New York, 10993. Bow your heads for a minute. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time of fellowship. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you for your kindness and your wonderful works to us, children of men. We thank you for making a way out of no way today, oh God. We thank you for touching every one of the sound of my voice, oh God. I ask that you meet the needs in their lives, break the yokes in their lives, and bring salvation to them. In Jesus' name, amen. Get your Bible. Get your Bibles. Time to go to God's word. I know today people talk about Bill Gates and all these other guys and what their words are, and Warren Buffett and Ona Tilza. I don't know what all these billionaires' words are, but I want to tell you some words today that's more important than their words, that offer eternal life and eternal damnation by how you accept it. So today I want to talk to you about the blood. Amen. This is a very interesting topic because it's very important that the blood makes a difference. So I want to talk to you about the blood. and why blood is important. Actually, blood, I mean, you know, run through our veins. It comes out red, but inside our body is blue. It's just amazing how all these things connect. And so today I want to talk to you about the blood. Okay, get your Bibles and let's go to Genesis chapter 3. Let's go to Genesis chapter 3 and let's talk about the blood. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 24. Listen to this. So he drove out man and he placed at the east of the garden a cherubim and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Let me read that again. And so he drove out man, and he placed at the east of the garden a cherubim and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Now, this is talking about Adam. Everybody know the story of Adam and Eve. Some run around lying and said that they took an apple and ate it, blah, blah, blah. I don't know nowhere in the scripture it said that they took an apple, orange, or anything else. They said they ate of that fruit, of that tree. It didn't say whatever the apple. So stop believing a lie that they ate of an apple off the tree. And then you say, you know, you see apples, you remember Adam ate that. Adam didn't eat no apple because the scripture don't say that. I like to correct people when they lie that they run around teaching people. So it wasn't an apple that Adam ate. It was a fruit from the tree. So what happened in so doing so and violating God's word, God put them out of the garden and put it. Now check this out. God put Adam and Eve out the garden. We're talking about the blood today. Okay. God put Adam and Eve out the garden, but there's something else God did. If you look at that scripture, Genesis chapter 3, verse 24, it shows that God put a servant in there. And not only did he put a servant in there, he had a sword that turned every which way to keep the way of the tree of life. Meaning so Adam or Eve could not listen to the devil again and go mess with the tree of life that they would obtain eternal life. You got to really read the word of God. Because if they ate from that tree, they were going to live forever. But what happened here, God said, that's not going to happen. He put them out to God. But I was reading that, a little bit on that real quick. And I realized the scripture said it's that God that gave them coats of skin to wear. God made the coats of skin for them. They didn't go kill no animal and get it. God made those coats of skin to cover up their backside. Because now they were the knowledge. They told God that they were naked. And God said, who told them they were naked? They said, oh, we ate in the tree. So God had to cover them up. So now man is alienated from God. Man is now pushed away from God because of his sins. Man is done messed up with God. He's no longer in tune with God. God put him out there. I got out of God and didn't want to have to do with him now. Because man had done violated the oath, violated the relationship. They made a mess. And there was nothing to fix that mess. Adam and Eve were eternally rejected by God. They were no longer allowed in his presence. Amen. They were no longer allowed in his presence when you got put out of God. That was it. You were on your own. Let's move on. Talk about the blood. Let's go to Genesis chapter 4. Genesis chapter 4. Genesis chapter 4 and verse 9. Genesis chapter 9, verse chapter 4, verse 9, and it says, and the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I thy brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done that the voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground? Verse 11. And now thou art cursed from the earth, which thou hast opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood at thy hand. This is the first recording of people killing one another. Cain killed his brother Adam because, Abel, because Abel offered up a better sacrifice than Cain. Cain bring God garbage. Amen. Cain didn't care what he brought God. So he brought him some delicious, nasty garbage in his sight. But Abel brought a better sacrifice to God that was pleasing in God's sight, because he took the best of the best off of the God, because God was giving them the best of the best. But Cain could care less. And he murdered his brother. So now this is the first shedding of blood. And now God tells Cain, listen up, Joker. Now, because you have slain your brother, and then you got the nerve to say, are you your brother's keeper, when you know you're your brother's keeper? But now you murdered your brother and try to cover it up. But the earth has cried out saying, Abel's blood is coming into me. That's it. The scripture said the earth opened up. The ground had opened up and it received Cain's blood. So now God was angry. And God told us to receive Abel's blood. Now Cain's in trouble with God. Cain is in trouble with God. Just like today, people do things to people. People murder people and cover it up. Some of them go so far as to blame other people for their crimes and their corruptional deeds and their murderous ways. All is just not bullets and knives that kill people, but a lot of time they kill people with their words. They shed innocent blood by speaking evil and pulling people down and destroying their name. Because without a name, you ain't got much today. Not today. Not today. A man is honored by his word. A man is honored by his word.
Amen.
Uh-oh. The book kissed us, bro. What happened here?